mushrooms are blooming despite dry conditions, and 3 seats turned over on the Upper Lynn Canal Fish and Game Advisory Committee. This is your KHNS local news. I'm Claire Strumpel. Those stories and more are up next. The Upper Lynn Canal Fish and Game Advisory Committee held elections at their Thursday meeting. It's a citizens' advisory council and an official body of the state. Their job is to make recommendations to the state's Department of Fish and Game about local management. Shannon Donahue and Tim McDonough were up for re-election. Both retained their seats on 3-year terms. Donahue is the executive director at the Great Bear Foundation and a local organizer for Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. McDonough is a retired teacher from the Haines School. Will Prisciandaro resigned from his seat, which will be filled by Lynn Canal Conservation Director Jessica Plakta. She will serve a 2-year term on the committee. The next Upper Lynn Canal Fish and Game Advisory Committee meeting will be held September 10th at 5 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. It's been a dry year. Lackluster snowpack, over a month of drought conditions, and a weeks-long burn ban. But a recent few days of rain means some delicious signs of hope are popping up in the understory.
You got a knife?
Uh-huh.
See what I mean?
Gold.
Haines chef Travis Kuchel slips off the trail and into the ferns on Mount Riley. His wife Rachel just found forager's gold.
When you find chanterelles, you know in your heart and soul that they're chanterelles because it just looks like patches of gold laying on the ground.
They do look like treasures blossoming out of the moss and leaves. Chanterelle mushrooms are also widely considered a delicacy in the culinary world. Kuchel would know. He got his start in the kitchen in Washington State, where you can pay up to $25 a pound for these mushrooms at the market. But just a mile from Kuchel's Haines doorstep, the chanterelles are free.
I feel like a kid in a candy store, you know, just all these things that I know as being so preciously expensive all the time are just everywhere and free. It's really fun. I don't think a lot of people also even think of this area as a foraging capital, but like, I don't think anybody does, but it really is. This is the best foraging of my life happens up here.
It's not just the chanterelles that are plentiful. Kuchel describes hauls of king boletes, that's porcini mushrooms, as well. When he worked at the Halsingland, he says they stopped buying mushrooms entirely. He could find more than they needed in the forest.
Kind of get that feeling in your bones that there's mushrooms out. You spend enough time in the woods, you just start to acclimate to when they're growing.
He and Rachel will put mushrooms or dried mushroom powder in just about anything. Sourdough bread with vibrant chicken of the woods mushrooms.
They have a very strong bouillon flavor, so they kind of taste like chicken a little bit.
To noodles made from the cauliflower mushroom. At this year's state fair, he says he cooked some up for friends who helped him out at his currywurst stand.
So I took one of my giant, like, 4-foot paella pans, and I cooked 15 pounds of them all at once. It was really fun. I never cooked that many mushrooms all at once.
Kuchel has cooked seasonally in Haines for over a decade. Now he's putting down roots with his own enterprise. Milo Ništa. That's Croatian for little nothing. It's an in-joke with his grandma about the secret value of places that might be in the middle of nowhere. For now, Milo Ništa is pop-up dinners at the First Friday Art Walk. But Kuchel is hoping it will grow into a restaurant, and he has a few investors that believe in his vision.
And I do feel like Alaska is one of the last places that still can have like a really strong food culture. When I say food culture, meaning something you do as an activity and then eat later. Not just something that you go pick up at the grocery store and make a fancy meal with, you know.
Then he darts off into the woods. He remembers a little patch of chanterelles around this turn in the trail. And you may have seen some fuzzy caterpillars around town. They've been on the Haines School playground, all over the road, and even crawling across some yoga mats at the Chilkat Arts Center. KHNS checked in with Bob Armstrong, a Juno naturalist and something of an expert on this species.
And I'm retired fisheries biologist from Fish and Game Department, and now I'm just enjoying nature.
And you're the right person to ask about these little caterpillars that we've been seeing all over Haines lately.
Yeah, I've been actually working with them and videoing them now for about 3 years. The ones that are here are called the spotted tussock moth. The woolly bear occurs outside of Alaska, and as far as I know, doesn't occur in Alaska. A couple of the real fascinating things is, of course, right now, they're in pretty close to their being an adult caterpillar, and they are searching for places to build their cocoons. And they typically go under rocks and sometimes windowsills and things. And the interesting thing is it takes them about 12 hours to build a cocoon. And they use silk that they can manufacture, and they also pull hairs out of them and intertwine those with the silk. And the interesting thing is that they never stop. In that whole 12-hour period, they're constantly working on building their cocoon. Another thing that's fascinating about them is that the adult moth emits a clicking sound, which interferes with bat sonar. And so supposedly bats have a hard time catching them.
You know, we're seeing these all over the place, and some people have even said that touching them is giving them a little bit of a rash. Is that something that bears out in your research?
Yeah, you've got to be a little careful. They're highly toxic, so nothing basically eats them.
Okay, wow. So that's why we might have so many, is they don't have a known predator?
Yeah, right.
I've heard anecdotally from longtime locals that these particular caterpillars have not been so numerous in past years, but this year we're having kind of a bumper crop, if you will, of these guys. Do you have any idea why that might be?
Not really. It might be favorable weather.
That was retired fish and game biologist Bob Armstrong. I'm Claire Strempel for the KHNS Local News. Thanks for joining us.